presiding Bishop Michael Curry's Way of Love practices for a Jesus-centered life is worship. We at St. Benedict's, myself included, are very privileged to have this time together each week to worship God in the beauty of holiness and be nourished by God's Holy Spirit. And speaking of privileged, I must say, it is a privilege to be privileged. As a white male, I am considered by most, if not all non-white races, to be just that, privileged. And I have been privileged in many ways, in addition to the fact I was born white. I was fortunate to have parents who were successful enough to provide well for me, and who loved me more than I could have ever expected. Part of that provision of love involved introducing me to the Episcopal Church at a young age. Now, on the other hand, being white doesn't always mean you're privileged. I have seen a lot of white people who were not as privileged as I, nor had the kind of fortunate history I am lucky to profess. In 2011, my wife Susan and I were led to dissolve part of our retirement income in order to be able to go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. This pilgrimage involved a tour of such locations as Jerusalem, Nazareth, Galilee, Jericho, Bethlehem, Capernaum, the Dead Sea, and others. I particularly remember the poverty I witnessed in both Bethlehem and Jericho. I remember how I was filled with compassion for the children, wishing I could take them back to America and buy them a Happy Meal at McDonald's. This was my first real eye-opener to what real poverty looks like. I had witnessed people who were poor or less fortunate than me before, but never to this degree. Even when I worked in Southern California back in the 1980s and would have occasion to go into downtown Los Angeles, I did not see poverty to this extent. That is, until Susan and I recently had occasion to be in downtown LA in order to take the train from Union Station to New Mexico, take part in a conference led by theologian Richard Rohr. As we were touring that part of the city surrounding Union Station, we were hit right between the eyes with the extreme poverty that exists there today. Homeless encampments that extend block after block for at least a square mile, right in the midst of that urban setting, sadly include children, the elderly, and the disabled, and no doubt, veterans. These then are they who are at the opposite end of the spectrum, the antithesis of privileged, not privileged, marginalized, poor. When I encounter this sharp contrast, this inequity of living standard compared to my own, I am, as I am sure you will be too, filled with compassion and sorrow for not being able to fix it. This feeling of compassion and sorrow that we all feel, I believe, is the Holy Spirit coming to us, making her home in us, and calling us into action toward change for justice. We heard today in the Gospel according to John, we love Jesus by keeping his word, and his word is love, which comes from his Father. By keeping the word of Jesus that comes from God, we will be called and inspired to work toward change for the less privileged than ourselves. By keeping the word of Jesus, we will find ways to do what we can to love less privileged, and in so doing, make our home with them, as Jesus and his Father then make their home in us. And Jesus will give us his peace, unlike the world can do. In today's gospel, according to John, Jesus tells the disciples, I am going away, and I am coming to you. Jesus indeed comes to us in those poor, less privileged sheep of his, who are our sisters and brothers, and who Jesus loves every bit as much as us. And because we love his word and worship his word, we are called by his word to love them, and in so doing, love him and God. And we have been empowered to do this, as Jesus reminds the Holy Spirit, the disciples, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In our corporate worship together each week, we adhere to Bishop Curry's way of love practice, and we consume the Holy Spirit of the Eucharist, filling us with everything we need to take the leap of love and faith. Our homeless population here in Los Osos is approximately 30, including those who live in the vehicles. Our mission is minor in scope to a parish in metropolitan Los Angeles, but it is a mission nonetheless. And I feel we here at St. Benedict's do it quite well, and I applaud us for that. But as with anything done well, there is always the question, can it be done better? I see us being quite accomplished at welcoming the other into our midst. We show significant compassion in our sacrifice of time and energy to shelter the unhoused during inclement weather, to feed those without sufficient resources, and provide laundry service to those in need of it. And we are doing our part to advocate and raise money for the construction of a shower at the South Bay Community Center, and to implement a safe parking program for those confined to living in their vehicles. We have demonstrated our compassion and love for the other, but I wonder, could we do a little better at making them feel welcome enough to call St. Benedict's home, St. Benedict's family? This perhaps would involve a somewhat radical welcoming idea, which would include them as integral members of the design and implementation of the ministries of this church, allowing them an equal hand in being part of a ministry which could make that ministry even more successful and attractive. This is just one angle we could look at in expanding the way we do ministry, a way of stepping outside the box, so to speak. And I believe we at St. Benedict's have the potential to explore and pioneer new approaches to ministry by sitting together in prayer and contemplation, followed up with discussions about the gifts and resources we discover we have to launch new and innovative methods to enhance our already effective ministries. My brothers and sisters in Christ, our privilege extends well beyond what the world can give. Our privilege is in loving Jesus and following Bishop Curry's way of love practice in our worship of praise and thanksgiving and consumption of Christ's Holy Spirit in the Eucharist, empowering us to go out to him in the margins of the less privileged, where we will find both he and God at home with us as we bring God's love to the other, some of whom have been deeply scarred, physically, mentally, and spiritually, by the horror of the war. And by doing this, I truly believe, we will surely discover that there is